Unsurprisingly, the conditions in Germany were ripe for collective rebellion and activism. Patriotism for the exiled Kaiser was still strong and perhaps dominant, but a leading alternative in Germany, as elsewhere, was communism. The communist ideology was perhaps a more natural fit for industrial Germany than for dominantly rural Russia, and the success of communism in Russia was an inspiration for many working Germans. Soviet-supported and organized Bolsheviks had been building soldiers and workers' councils throughout Germany in the post-war years, with the first Soviet Congress of Germany meeting in Berlin in December 1918. The reigning Social Democrats were threatened by their Bolshevik cousins, as were all other German political organizations such as the small Nazi Party. But the rapid growth and increasing power of the Bolsheviks were to some extent held in check by the army and Free Corps, nationalistic and patriotic World War I ex-servicemen that they supported. By 1923, Lenin was no longer taking part in governing the USSR or directing the Comintern. Stalin had seized almost all the reins of government, although the fact that he had done so had not yet been grasped by the country, the world, or even by his rivals. The communists were strong contenders in the battle for control of Germany, with immense popular and especially labor support, a very strong and active organization, and critical influence through their power of labor strikes, mass demonstrations, and promotions. In the words of Joseph Stalin, in 1927, the German commission of the Comintern, consisting of Zinoviev, Bukharin, Stalin, Trotsky, Radek, and a number of German comrades, took a series of specific decisions that direct assistance be given to the German comrades to enable them to seize power. The resources which were allotted to them were enormous. The Politburo decided at a secret meeting that nothing would be spared. Stalin's first objective in Germany was to destroy the German Social Democrats and pacifists, who were distracting the proletariat from revolution and war.